Shalom to all! So before we begin our journey of learning Mishnayos, let's try to understand what exactly the Shisha Sidra Mishnah are. So we all know the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umasar Eli Yeshua, Yeshua Lezkenim, Vizkenim Lenevim, or Nevim Asrula Anshe Knesset Hagdailah. Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, he gave it to Yeshua, Yeshua gave it to the Zkenim, so on and so forth. So the Mishnah is telling us that there's a chain. The Torah was handed down from one person to another, one generation to another. But now you might ask, why does it need to be handed down, and why do we need to know who got it from whom, and then who he gave it to? Isn't the Torah written in a Sefer Torah? Every shul has a Sefer Torah, and every home has a Chumash, so why do I need to know all this information? And the answer is that Torah really is divided into two parts. There's Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So Torah Shebechsav is the written Torah. That's the 24 Svarim of Torah Nevim Ksuvim, the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. All of that is supposed to be written down without even one word changed from the original. However, as we said, there's another part of the Torah called Torah Shebal Peh, which means the oral Torah. Baal Peh means with just the mouth. This is not allowed to be written down, and it has to be transmitted, it has to be given over from father to son, Rebbe to Talmud, Baal Peh. And included in Torah Shebal Peh is Mishnayos, Gemara, all the halacha that we have, and really just about the majority of Torah that we learn nowadays. And actually, the only way we can truly understand what the Pesukim and the Torah are saying is with Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is referring to, and why it's important to know who got the Torah and who we gave it to next. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu all of Torah Shebal Peh at Har Sinai, and he taught all of Torah Shebal Peh to Yeshua, and Yeshua taught all of it to the Zakenim. So now we know that Torah Shebal Peh was handed from one person to another, one generation to another, and it's very important that we know that. So since you're pretty smart, you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, if Torah Shebal Peh is not allowed to be written down, then why am I looking at a Mishnayos about to begin Maseches Brachos? Who wrote it down if they weren't allowed to? So really, we just said that Torah Shebal Peh is not allowed to be written down, but that's not 100% true. Torah Shebal Peh was allowed to be written down, but only for personal use. Let's say, for example, you heard a great pshat on a pasuk that you were learning, and you didn't want to forget it, so you could write it down so as not to forget it. So what does it mean that Torah Shebal Peh is not allowed to be written down? That means it's not allowed to be written and distributed to masses of Yidden all out there in the world. It's really supposed to be a private thing, not written down for everyone. So back to our question, who allowed it to be written down? And the answer is that the Chachamim realized that the Yidden were slowly but surely forgetting all the explanations and halachas that make up Torah Shebal Peh. That's because of evil decrees that the Goyim imposed on the Yidden, various challenging times and persecutions that the Yidden were going through. And the Chachamim decided that something has to be done, or else we're in danger of forgetting the Torah. So there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Eis l'asei l'Hashem heferu sarasecha." When it's a time to act for Hashem, they breached or broke your Torah. And this simply means that this was a time to act for Hashem, and therefore we have to do something never done before. We have to write down some of Torah Shebal Peh. And because of that, Rebbe wrote Mishnayos. Now before we get into the discussion of Rebbe, I'll tell you something interesting. That actually, according to some, this issur of writing down Torah Shebal Peh still exists today. We've all heard of the Chassam Sefer. He was one of the great Gedolim of his time. Now the name of the Chassam Sefer's Rebbe was Rav Nosson Adler, who was the Gadol Hadar of his time and a complete Goyin, a total genius. Now usually, we know that the Gadol Hadar has written at least a Sefer or two. As we know, we have many Sfarim from the Chassam Sefer, the Talmud of Rav Nosson Adler, but we don't have any Sfarim from Rav Nosson Adler himself. Why is that? Well, that's because he was such a genius, he never forgot anything that he learned, and therefore he felt that he had no permission to write it down. That pasuk of Eis L'Asei L'Hashem didn't apply to him, that's what he felt, and therefore he didn't write down any of his Torah. Anyway, back to Mishnayos, we said that Rebbe wrote down Mishnayos. So who was Rebbe? His real name was Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, he was the son of Rav Shem ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi before him, and he learned all of his Torah from his father, from Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and other Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And so it was Rebbe that wrote the Mishnah. So he didn't compose all the Mishnayos by himself. It happens to be that a number of years before that, other Gedolim had written down Mishnayos and even organized them similar to the way that we have them. Rebbe was really the one that compiled and codified them. That means he wrote and rewrote them, organized them, and concluded that all we need not to forget the Torah Shebal Peh was the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah that we have nowadays. Now that's an absolutely amazing accomplishment, and obviously besides for being a giant in Torah, he had special help from Hashem to help him put together what all future generations would be learning. Each word and every sentence and paragraph is absolutely as precise as we can imagine. And really, Mishnayos are the basis for Gemara. The reason Gemara was written is for the same reason Mishnayos were. people were forgetting all the various halachas that they were learning from their Rebbeim in the Mishnayos Shiurim, so along came Ravina and Rav Ashi and compiled what is known today as Talmud Bavli. So as we embark on this exciting Mishnah adventure, let's remember the Mishnayos is the starting point of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara in Tainus teaches that if you see someone that's having a real challenge in understanding Gemara, it's simply because he doesn't have his Mishnayos clear and down pat. And although a Mishnah might be short, perhaps a line or two, there's very possibly dafim of Gemara and many Sfarim that were written on just that one Mishnah. We are lucky to be learning Mishnayos together right now, and as we say, just like we're starting Mishnayos together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah together. Everyone should have a wonderful day.